tonight's episode of Well-Rounded Corners. I'm Ruth Ann.
And I'm Robert.
And we are happy to have with us this evening a very special guest. We'll get to her in just a moment. First, I'd like to remind everyone around our website, Well-Rounded Corners. You can listen to all of our past shows there for free, and you can also find us on iTunes by searching Well-Rounded Corners. If you subscribe to us on iTunes, all the new shows will automatically be downloaded to your computer or iPod within 48 hours of broadcast. You can also listen to us in the archives of our BBS radio page or live every other Tuesday on BBS Radio Channel 1.
Absolutely, Ruth Ann. And as she mentioned, we are lucky enough to have with us Allison McDermott. She's a former UKRN, and she became disillusioned with mainstream healthcare. And she left the NHS to learn natural health modalities. She traveled extensively in Europe, Canada, and the U.S. And she met the founder of the Fireburn Doctor 8 years ago, became a student of his work, and has witnessed his medically impossible results on hundreds of people, including herself and her children, on a wide variety of health crises. Allison, it's just lovely to have you with us this evening.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate coming on very much.
You do some amazing work here. I've been lucky enough to hear you on some of the shows, and I'm just amazed by the results you get. I kind of introduced you there, but it's a poor job to sum up your life in a few sentences. So if you can give us a little more background maybe on who you are and what you do, just get us started.
Sure. Yes, certainly. I'm part of a group called the Fireburn Doctor Team, and we are an international body of volunteer former healthcare workers who are helping to expose a technology of burns that is rocking the world, and it's causing extraordinary results in severe burn injuries. Even the small ones, first, second, third, fourth degree burn injuries, are all responding similarly. And that is that if they contact us in the first 30 minutes of the burn, we will take care of their burn, and what happens is that their pain disappears in minutes, and the burn itself recedes to nothing. The tissue damage recedes to nothing in just hours, and even in severe cases, it's taking just days, and to the point of making no scars and complete revitalization. And the results have been, we've been grassroots for over two years now, and we've had 550 results where people have heard me or met somebody on the Fireburn Doctor, and they've called a number when they've burned themselves, and within minutes they're seeing something which is not what they normally would see in their burn. And we hope to have this worldwide where we wipe out the scourge of the suffering and the dying of burn injuries, because it's unnecessary. This is here, and we want the public to test it. So really, we're a public test. It's free. It'll never be charged for. And all people have to do is call the number. And if I may give it, it's 818-332-6445. And they just stick that number in their cell phone, or stick it to their refrigerator, stick it to their kid's backpack, everywhere, anywhere. They can find it in a panic, and they call that number in the first few minutes. Preferably in the first 30 minutes, the moment the burn accidents happened, and sit back and watch, and we're getting astonishing results.
That's amazing. How did it come about that? Who was the first person who found this or figured it out, or however it came about? How did this come about?
Well, the founder behind.
Go ahead.
It's a long story, but I mean, I'm all to do with Fireburn Doctor and helping get the word out about Fireburn Doctor. If people Google Fireburn Doctor and look on the website fireburndoctor.com, yes, they can Google Fireburn Doctor on YouTube, they'll see interviews of the founder himself and some of the other work that he's been doing for 25 years. But the Fireburn tests are to get the proof out to the people. We've knocked on all the doors of the mainstream institutes. We've politicians, Congress, Senate, firefighters, burns hospitals, children's hospitals. And although they've been wowed, because we've showed them proof, they've done nothing. So about 2 years ago, one of the burn cases that we had, one of the first burn cases, a mechanic had made this little video, a thank you video, because Fireburn Doctor had taken care of him on the way to the hospital, and he didn't even know. His relative, his father, called in that burn case, and this young lad had burned his hands horribly on a metal, white-hot metal waste paper bin, and he had to remove it from his house, and he had his hands, raw hands on it for several seconds, and he had a second, third-degree burn. And he called his father and saying, "Dad, I'm on my way to the hospital. I'm in terrible pain. I'm going to be off for weeks. It's really nasty, Dad. I'll tell you what happens." But with the father was a nurse who was taking care of the mom. She was ill, and the nurse knew about father and doctor. And that's how his details got called in. And by the time he arrived at the other end, out of the ambulance, his pain had gone. And he left in agony, and it was only a 20-minute journey. And by the time the duty doctor came round to see the burn, and the nurse had described it as needing to be sloughed and that they were going to do major procedures with it, horrible procedures, but yeah. By the time the duty doctor came round, the skin damage had receded to needing just a dry dressing, and they sent him home. A week later, he was back to work. But it can happen even quicker than that, and that's the kind of consistent story we're getting with all our burn cases, because we already know what's going to happen, but of course the public don't, so we're inviting them to test it for free.
Well, you can't be free. I mean, and I wonder, now does your technique, and by the way, I want to say before I forget, we are going to be hearing from two people tonight that have been the beneficiary of this treatment. But I'm just curious, and this actually came up when I heard you on other shows. Do you think that this technique that you use, or that your team uses, it someday, maybe with modifications, could be applied to other illnesses or accidents or diseases, and not just burns?
Yes, definitely. But first off, the first thing is to get proof out into public hands where they see impossible physical results. Mm-hmm. And that's a slam dunk in that they absolutely know, everyone knows how burns behave. And even the little burns, they hurt like crazy, right?
Yes. Like
everybody knows what they behave like. So when they do something very, very irregular and heal at ridiculous speeds, unprecedented speeds, they know something very different has happened. But this is actually a science. It's a resurgence of an ancient science in a modern application, and its formal name is DSNB, which stands for distant subliminal neurobypassing. And what's actually taking place is that we have, our founder is a biomatrix hacker, which is a new terminology probably, but he's able to surf the unseen life continuum, the bioweb, that unites us all living organisms are within that biofield, the life continuum, Carl Jung and Einstein identified. It's not remote viewing, it's remote doing. He's able to surf that bioweb, and within seconds, just on basic data, that's name, date of birth, place of birth, or a photograph, he's able to find and locate that person in seconds. That's the signature of the person, the name or the photograph. And what he's doing, he's bypassing the shock and the fear, the pain reaction that sends the brain loopy. It sends it into chaos, and the brain does the wrong thing. It sends out neurotoxins, the wrong hormones are triggered, it goes into edema. It's as though the body is ignoring the burn. And it's because of this deleterious rogue brain reaction of fear and pain is so strong that it makes things go haywire. And all he's really doing is bypassing that initial faulty brain reaction and provoking the body to fix itself. And, it is a transcendental activity, but it is also a science that can be taught. In fact, when we have tens of thousands of documented burn cases, we're inviting the public to come train, also for free, And in a matter of days, they can take this back into their own communities, into their own countries, and then we'll be in another ball game. And then the proof will be out everywhere. That's the point. Proof will be, it'll be in everybody's back pocket. It'll be like another emergency service number, and it'll be on everybody's lips. But our local team, our U.S. team, is headed by Dr. Joseph Watson, who's a medical doctor, who's a student of this technology. But you don't have to have any kind of background or medical background, nursing background. None of that is necessary. Just an altruistic wish to help, where you might help get burn cases yourself and send a little letter to Fireburn Doctor, and you go on a list. And we have to be training tens of thousands of people. So it's very easy to train. It's rather more of a facilitation of something that's inherent within us anyway, rather than an academic learning. So anyone can do it. But we've become unplugged from that faculty.
That makes sense to me. I've found that there are, of course, many groups of people who claim to be able to do things they can't, but I have found that some of the most profound healing comes about by and with people who are not medically trained. It's reaching the higher parts of ourselves and connecting to the rest of the universe and the energy and that is where, in my experience, that healing comes, and it's a deeper healing, as you're describing with the burns. You know, it's not with a pill or.
Well, exactly, exactly. And, you know, wherever someone calls in a burn from, they could be in Australia, they could be any part of the world, but, the burns are processed from Europe, and it proves that we're all in one field. It proves that we're all one. It also proves that we have this incredible template in us that's very pristine and is capable of fixing anything. And that's just the thin end of it. You know, later on, when this is everywhere, surely scientists and shamans and all sorts of people will come forward and want to test this in laboratories and in their communities on other things. And that'll be huge fun. But for now, we just want people to test it. And they really can think it's hogwash. They can think, this sounds too, this sounds nuts. I don't believe it. But please, just do it on the way to the hospital. You know,
It doesn't matter. If you think it doesn't work, it really doesn't matter. If it can be a benefit, I mean, you're speaking. Ruth Ann and I both are Reiki masters, and we both have worked with energetic healing. And I mean, you know, as far as we're concerned, and I think a good portion of our audience too. You know, our show deals with a lot of topics, metaphysical topics, and I think that most people listening probably don't need proof either. But when you have the feeling of knowing that you're doing good and you have the proof to back it up, that's amazing. And then that's, if it helps, it helps. It almost doesn't matter how it works if it's helping, you know. And I would say to anybody out there that is skeptical, you know, you don't really have anything to lose. Like you say, if they're calling on the way to the hospital, then what else, you know.
Exactly. You don't have anything to lose. And, you know, we've taken care of babies and people, like I described with the mechanic, who didn't know that someone else had called their data through. And incidentally, all data is protected under the HIPAA laws because of our team leader being a medical doctor. So it's treated with the utmost discretion. But even if you just wanted to send a photograph of the face of the burn victim, you could come across a car accident or a house fire. Who knows? Nobody knows what the next moment will yield.
True.
And you could be in a position to save a life and certainly a lot of suffering. So, you know, keep the number in your cell phone and 818-332-6445 and use it. It's nothing to lose. But, you know, I'm a Reiki master from the early 90s. I did the Usui system back in the UK.
Yes.
And it's really no disrespect, but it's not a patch on this. In that this is very precise, laser-like, like a surgery almost, in that it always provokes this reversal of self-destructive consciousness. And the body's pristine template takes over. It's an override that then surges forward and fixes everything. And it's not a hit and miss. It's extremely precise. And that's what we want folk to see. It's what we want folk to test. And that's why we know we're capable of wiping out the scourge of burns worldwide. And in Africa, for example, the burns there in the very hot, dry climate and the oil pipelines passing through, there are thousands, millions of unrecorded burn cases happening right now to people who don't even have access to medical facilities. And we have a relay team that's just set up in Ghana following an extraordinary outcome with a little girl from Ghana who was in a house fire. If folks look at the news page of fireburndoctor.com.
Yes, I'm on that.
Yeah, she's an adorable little girl. And she and her brothers were in a terrible house fire. and they were all dragged out, all burned, but she the most severe, and the doctors did not think she was going to make it. We didn't hear about her for 4 hours, which is way after our known parameter of results. We know what's going to happen in the first 30 minutes, but we don't after that. But she still regrew skin, right to the point of her pigment returning, and her pain stopped immediately. But even the tissue damage that's shown in those photographs, it needn't even rise to that. Because post-burn, that brain reaction continues to sabotage the body's fixing capacity. And, you know, the days after a burn are almost worse. You know how the blisters rise up and the infection sets in, and it's almost worse than the burn itself. And that's all because of this fear and pain. Fear, pain, trauma, it's what blocks our healthy psyche anyway. So it's a good thing to show the public. But it might be, I don't know whether the timing with bringing on one of our interviewees,
we have about 4 minutes left of this segment. We'll just finish that out, and then when we come back from the break, we'll play one of those. What you mentioned about Reiki, you know, we've had a bunch of other people on here did different modalities in terms of healing, or, you know, we've had astrologers, we've had numerologists, we've had Reiki people, we've had psychics, and it all seems that we're all sort of tapping into the same thing, that there is something, as you mentioned, you know, there is a connecting force that connects us all, and we all sort of hack into that at times. And so I think that you know, the more tools that people can have in their tool chest, I've said this 2 episodes ago, that more tools that people have in their tool chest to deal with problems, the better. And, you know, it's amazing that you're helping to bring something like this to medicine, because, or to people's minds, because, you know, we always think of just medicine being the only thing, but it's not. I mean, there's plenty of other modalities, and Ruthanne, I know you would agree with that.
Oh, yes, yes. And I think it's wonderful that, you know, that you're getting your number out and that you're, you know, working so hard. Because, as you said, there are so many people who don't have access to a burn unit. And, I mean, I know we've all had some kind of a burn. I tell you, I've had a few that were not, you know, just really bad, fairly bad, not really bad, but bad enough that they hurt like heck. And so the idea of having this available is sounds wonderful to me. That's wonderful.
Well, you know, my cousin was involved in a horrific accident, and he was actually burnt completely. Like, his entire body suffered major burns, and I mean, he's okay now. He's had numerous surgeries, numerous grafts, and I mean, but he's able to work. I mean, it's been a long, hard road. But I just wondered it's been about 6 or 7 years ago. It was in a car that it exploded. I'm wondering if he could have had access to this, I wonder how much better he'd be. I mean, like I said, it's very life-threatening injuries.
Indeed, that's exactly it. But you see, you know, the medical, they only have a limited thing that they can do. They use cooling gels, reconstructive surgery, skin grafts. They've even got this full skin stuff that they use, but it still leaves the person horribly disfigured and maimed for life, and sometimes physically restricted through that scar tissue, which isn't really skin. Whereas this is provoking the body to fix itself to the complete re-epithelization. That's total skin repair, no scars, no scars,
that's amazing.
The worst third, fourth, fifth degree burns. And that's what we want. We want the national disasters to know about us. We want the firefighters to be able to use us, but they've got political protocols in the way that, you know, by the time it's everywhere and it's the sheer volume of cases will wipe out all doubters and detractors. And I'm really hopeful that the emergency services will have this as part of their arsenal. But they can't do a great deal.
Yeah, I don't think it matters in terms of the professionals. I mean, whether they adopt it or not, if you get the word out to enough people, I mean, I know that I'm going to be putting it in my phone, and I'm sure the people listening, I encourage you to do as well. You don't have anything to lose. It's free. And if enough people get it, then it won't really matter, because there'll be a saturation point where, you know, let's say if 20% of people out there had it, or knew about it, then it doesn't matter. See, that's plenty, and then it'll spread from there, you know. So that would be a good thing. It'll happen. for sure.
Absolutely. And 20% of a million, you know, just in America alone, there's a million burn cases a year.
Right.
And most of those are children in the holiday periods. And, you know, it's the suffering that happens is just so horrific. In fact, the world statistics on burn cases outnumber deaths of burn cases outnumber HIV and AIDS. So it's a scourge, an unaddressed scourge, and there's nothing that much out there. And this is the first, this unique work of its kind in the world. And the fact that we can prove it under medical, scientific, and media scrutiny, in fact, we invite them, come and, you know, journalists, hang out by your burn centers or something and film it. And maybe one day we'll have one of the big news networks like CNN or somebody like that who will alert all their journalists worldwide, and then their journalists can be on scene within minutes of a national disaster, and they can photograph people as part of their job and send in the burn cases and then film them on the way to the hospital. You know, they have that opportunity.
That would be wonderful.
It would.
To get the word out, yes, it would.
Absolutely. Well, we have to take a break right now. When we get back, we're going to hear from one of the Fireburn Doctor cases, and then we will resume after that.
Want to start a website but don't know how? No problem. The experts at OCS Solutions have you covered. We offer a complete range of internet services, from domain name registration, web hosting, and even our easy-to-use website building tool that allows you to create a website with just a few clicks and be live in minutes. Pick from thousands of templates and samples, upload your own content, or use a mix of both. It's entirely up to you. And don't worry, you won't outgrow OCS. We host websites both small and large. Domain names start at just $8 a year and come loaded with plenty of extras to get you started. Visit OCSDomains.com to learn more or call 1-800-672-8415. That's OCSDomains.com or call 1-800-672-8415.
Reiki is a Japanese relaxation technique that promotes healing and balance. It is a form of energy work that helps unblock areas that are affected by illness, stress, grief, anxiety, or other types of trauma, and it can be given in person or from the Reiki practitioner to the recipient at a distance. It is gentle and soothing and is simple to learn as well. Our bodies have the natural ability to maintain health and heal themselves when energy flows smoothly throughout our energy system, and Reiki works well either by itself or along with traditional or alternative medical treatments to help keep energy channels flowing and the mind and body in balance. I offer Reiki, the Ho Chi, and other types of energy sessions in my home in Florence, Alabama, as well as distance Reiki to any location in the world. I also teach Reiki classes from levels 1 through Karuna Reiki Master, as well as the Ho Chi. To learn more, please visit alabamareiki.com. That's alabamareiki.com.
Welcome back to Well-Rounded Corners. Well, we're going to have, as promised for the break, we're going to have Charles. He has been a beneficiary of the services of the Fireburn Doctor. And we're going to have his story here. So we'd like you to listen to this. And this is a benefit of Northern Spirit Radio. We'd like to thank them for being able to play this on the air. So here we go. Charles, would you mind introducing yourself?
Well, I suppose I'm kind of an old codger at 63 now, but I was born and raised and educated in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I was in the Navy for 4 years as a hospital corpsman there during the Vietnam era. In that capacity, I served in intensive care wards and emergency rooms and large hospital operating rooms generally, and I had the opportunity to come in contact with quite a few burn cases. When I went into civilian life, I eventually went to law school and became a judge and was on the bench for about 25 years in a traffic court. And so for about 25 years, I had been listening to people testify, tell me stories, one way or another. So I've gotten pretty good at listening to people and sort of discerning at least whether or not they believe what they're saying. Now I'm retired, and I manage the family mobile home park. The worst burn I've been in contact with was a young lady who was had third-degree burns over probably more than 50% of her body, and she was in an isolation unit. And I was part of the team that helped care for her in and out. You have to dress in sterile and go in and be careful not to contaminate the wound. And it's quite a procedure to take care of a intensive care burn patient. That was my first real brush up with burn patients. Since then, I've taken care of a few minor burns here and there in my emergency room practices and so forth in the Navy. Nothing real terrible in that case. And I haven't had any real terrible burns myself, but just the contacts that I've had with your ordinary people would come into the emergency room or the dispensary saying, oh, I burned myself, and what am I going to do? And then we would treat it. Well, I had the phone number because, as I say, I listened to internet shows, and I had listened to one where Allison had been interviewed. I had heard the people saying what some of the other burn victims basically telling their stories, and since I'd been listening to people for many years, I could tell that those people were telling the truth. So I was interested. I put the number in my telephone. One afternoon, I came home after being gone for a few hours, and my wife had her hand under the sink, and she said she'd burned herself grabbing onto one of these moving hair rollers where the end of it heats up and you pull it along your hair and straighten it out. Well, she reached down and tried to grab it and grabbed the wrong end of it, and the darn thing was heated up real hot. And so she burned the end three of her left hand fingers pretty badly. And so she had it there. It was under the water, and she was dancing around saying, oh, it hurts. So I said, well, take it out from under the water so I can see it. Oh, I can't. It hurts too bad. It just hurts too bad. So when did it happen? Oh, about 3 hours ago. Well, I thought of the fireburn doctor because I had heard the program not too long ago, and, well, this would be great. I will call them, and, you know, couldn't hurt. It sounds pretty fantastic, but it's free, and so what's the risk? I didn't know what else to do because with a burn like that, she was doing what she could, putting it underwater and so forth, so I called. Well, 30 minutes after I made that call, her pain was entirely gone. This astounded me, but what was even more astounding is like a day and a half, 2 days later, the burn had subsided to the point where it looked like it had been healed, like, 10 days or 2 weeks or longer. I mean, however long it would have taken to heal, because it looked to me like it was going to be a pretty good burn. She was going to have it bandaged and have it, you know, ointments and so forth on it for a good couple of weeks. And instead, there it was, all gone. It was amazing.
Charles Barnhart is a retired judge who heard about Fireburn Doctor on the radio, and he listens to late night shows, and he decided to take the number down. And later he hadn't given it to his wife, but he came home to find that his wife had burned herself a nasty burn from a hair curling gadget where she'd grabbed the wrong end. And it was quite some time after the burn. She'd had her hand under the faucet and she couldn't take it away. It was so painful. But the lovely thing about him is that he's 25 years experience on the bench. He's listened to hundreds of people telling their stories, and he's had to discern what was true and untrue. And he had a sense that when he was listening to the radio, he'd heard other burn cases, and he had a feeling that they were telling the truth, and that's what made him put it in his cell phone. So his story's really great.
This is just so amazing. I'm so glad that you've come and that we can help you, spread the news here even more than you already have. And that's amazing to listen to that. We were talking a bit ago, too, that, there are so many professionals that just don't have the word yet. And I just hope that perhaps, this, maybe it can come about by not just medical professionals learning it, but the rest of society learning it and spreading it yourself. I mean, if you have a family member who gets burned, you don't have to wait till you go to the hospital and ask the doctor if it's okay to do something. You know, this is
exactly
something you can do on the spot, on the moment, and make a huge difference.
Indeed. And, you know, our campaign is actually aimed at mothers, because the truth is that mothers are the first responders. They're the ones who are likely to know that their loved one, their child, has been burned, and they don't need permission. They don't have any political protocols. They can just pick up the phone right away and dial that number at 818-332-6445 and do it in the first couple of minutes, and then they'll be so glad they did. Because, you know, if you've got a child that's burned themselves,
oh, it's awful.
You do anything to stop that agony, and that they can and that it does, is just wonderful. So our campaign is at the mothers, and we want a million mothers by Monday, every single Monday, another million mothers, and we want people to take it into their communities, Facebook it, Twitter it. You know, even if you think, well, I want to conduct my own experiment. I don't know whether what I feel about this, but I'm going to tell my community, and let's see if my people call in a burn, and then we'll know. You know, you can let 50, 100 people know in your Facebook, say. But, you know, that it's the mothers, and it's probably going to be mothers that come forth for the training, first of all. The interest so far seems to be from mothers and grandmothers who've seen the suffering stop in their own loved one, and they're just so keen about it. We've been inundated with letters, actually, which is wonderful.
Yes, yes. I that was my first instinct, was that, oh, I'd love to learn how to do that. That would be wonderful to know, to help people that way. And I read on your fireburndoctor.com site, you know, talking about training, and at some point that it will be available.
Yes, it will be available once we've really got thousands and thousands of burn cases documented worldwide. We'll be going in, and the media have picked up the story, and they'll have to at some point. They really will. Mm-hmm. They won't be able to ignore it with the sheer volume of cases. And then we'll be going into that training phase. But there's one little exchange that Fireburn Doctor asks, and it's just that you phone us back or email us at fireburndoctor@aol.com and tell us what happened. You know, we want the feedback. That's all
yes.
we want.
Well, that's a small price to pay, and it, you know, I think everybody who benefits in the service would be glad to do that. And you need that feedback to know, just to compile the evidence. And I mean, absolutely, I think that's wonderful. Now, when people call, what do they need to have ready? What do they need to have to give you?
All they need to do is know that number and already have it, obviously, somewhere which they've grabbed it when they're in a panicky time. And they call right away. It's a voice message, and they will be called back. The voice message tells them the instructions anyway, but I'll say it as well. It's you leave your name, your birth name, your date of birth, your place of birth, or you can SMS text a photograph of the burn victim's face. Incidentally, you can say it's your auntie who's a couple of three states away, and you have a photograph of your auntie when she was a child. Take mm-hmm. a photograph of the of the auntie's face from that old photograph. That's enough. It's a signature of that person in the life continuum, and they can be located just through that. So the clerk will call them back to verify that it's the correct data, and within seconds after that, it's going through to a technician to process the burn. Simple as that.
Oh, that's amazing.
And you can also email, if for some reason say you don't have self-service or something, you can also email... or text. You can text that number, I guess.
You can SMS and text, or you can email. It's also a 24-hour service that will reach within seconds at the clerk, who will call them back. Okay. And that's fireburndoctor@aol.com. But yes, okay. I mean, most people can get hold of a cell phone, grab a cell phone if you don't have one immediately. That's probably the fastest route.
Well, that was my thought. I mean, I know that a good portion of the world doesn't carry cell phones around because they don't have one, but a good portion of the world also does. So what a better place. You snap a quick picture of the person that's burned, and you have it there to send.
Exactly. And if you don't have one, then grab somebody else's. It, you know, take a second to do.
But you can do it without the photo, right? If you have the name and then the birthday and things like that, you can do it if you don't have a photo, or if your phone doesn't have photo capability or whatever.
Yes, you can do it by email, but you can do it verbally over the leave a voice message. You'll be called right back.
Okay.
So the quicker the better. First few minutes we know is from our results. We've got 17 pages of testimonies on fireburndoctor.com.
I see that. You're going to run out of pages down there, it looks like.
Oh, we are. It gets updated regularly, so do
just
check in regularly.
Keep
yeah, exactly. But you know, we we just hope that people will tell their people and think, what the heck? We're not out to convince anybody. We're not, you know, doesn't come on the radio to convince your listeners to do it. It's just, why not? And on the way, you know, keep that number just in case. And on the way to the hospital, give us a call.
Well, put it on the refrigerator.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
It's very easy, I think, to say, oh, well, I'll look at it later, or I can find it online or whatever. But the problem is that if you get burned and you're in awful pain, or, you know, you don't ever know when you're going to get – I mean, where you'd be burned, you may not be able to go look it up online.
Right.
Or, you know, you may be in such pain that you may not, you know, be able to, you know – To find it yourself, and if you've got a child or a loved one who gets burned, well, obviously, or like you said, if you're out driving and you run by it, you see an accident where there's fire, you know, where someone's been burned, it's not like you can go online and look right then, have it in your phone.
Yeah, and that's the mistake I made. I mean, when I heard you first on RINs, I heard all the information, I agreed, I thought this is great, and you know, I just didn't take the action, I just didn't put it in my phone. I'm going to do that now, and I encourage everybody, put it in your phone. I mean, if you're listening, like we've said before, what have you got to lose? The worst case, the absolute worst case scenario is you do it and it doesn't work, but I mean, I don't think that's going to happen, but let's just say it does. You've lost nothing, so it's worth doing. Please.
Exactly. Yeah. Inconsistent. So long as people call within those first few minutes and give correct data, then it works. And we came out with this statement before we started the public tests. We knew what happened. I've known the founder for 8 years. We all knew what was going to happen to all the burn cases, but for the public to see it is very important. And incidentally, Jeff Rentz's daughter had a burn. She called it in. That blew him away because she was very impressed, and her pain disappeared in minutes, and the burn receded to nothing in hours. So he was a experiential convertee then. But you know, this saves money. We've got lots of cases where it's an occupational hazard. They've been glass blowers or their engineering equipment handlers, hair salon workers, all kinds of donut makers, all kinds of people. They're back to work in an hour, and they would expect to be off work for a week or more, maybe 2 weeks, and they're right back to work. If people look on the video page of fireburndocs.com and play Grant Fryer's interview, it's very cute because that guy really thought it was a crock. I mean, there's no question. he almost had a fight with the journalist who was in the same house when he burned himself. Because the journalist wanted to capture it on film. Let's call Fireburn Doctor. And this guy had put his hands on engineering equipment that had overheated and seared his hands, like cooked his hands. And he came running in the house. He said, "Give me a cold beer on my hands. Give me a cold beer." And the journalist gets his camera out. And he said, "What are you doing? How dare you?" He gave him a knuckle sandwich, you know. But anyway, he said that we've got nothing to lose. Let me get my camera out. Let's ring Fireburn Doctor. Hold on to your cold beer. And let's see what happens. Now, that guy was blown away. And he the video is almost quite funny because he says, well, Jed, it doesn't effing hurt. And this is weird. It doesn't effing hurt. It's very funny. But, you know, he's actually been on a couple of shows since because he knew that severity of burn, he would have been out of commission for a couple of weeks at least.
You know,
and 45 minutes later, he's back working on the same lathe.
Okay, well, we have to take a break real quick, but we'll be right back, and we're going to hear from another success story from the Fireburn Doctor.
Want to start a website but don't know how? No problem. The experts at OCS Solutions have you covered. We offer a complete range of internet services, from domain name registration, web hosting, and even our easy-to-use website building tool that allows you to create a website with just a few clicks and be live in minutes. Pick from thousands of templates and samples, upload your own content, or use a mix of both. It's entirely up to you. And don't worry, you won't outgrow OCS. We host websites both small and large. Domain names start at just $8 a year and come loaded with plenty of extras to get you started. Visit OCSDomains.com to learn more or call 1-800-672-8415. That's OCSDomains.com or call 1-800-672-8415. 8415.
Reiki is a Japanese relaxation technique that promotes healing and balance. It is a form of energy work that helps unblock areas that are affected by illness, stress, grief, anxiety, or other types of trauma, and it can be given in person or from the Reiki practitioner to the recipient at a distance. It is gentle and soothing and is simple to learn as well. Our bodies have the natural ability to maintain health and heal themselves when energy flows smoothly throughout our energy system. And Reiki works well either by itself or along with traditional or alternative medical treatments to help keep energy channels flowing and the mind and body in balance. I offer Reiki, the Ho Chi, and other types of energy sessions in my home in Florence, Alabama, as well as distance Reiki to any location in the world. I also teach Reiki classes from levels 1 through Karuna Reiki Master, as well as La Ho Chi. To learn more, please visit alabamareiki.com. That's alabamareiki.com.
And welcome back. We are here with Allison McDermott from the Fireburn Doctor, and she is she's going to tell us about another audio clip we have. And I'll just let her tell you, if you'll just let us know what this is going to be that we're about to hear.
Sure. Well, this is actually somebody who, they might not know the name, but they certainly know the movie because we've all done it in our school curriculum. Mary Badham is an actress who played the little girl Scout in To Kill a Mockingbird with Gregory Peck all those years ago in 1960-something. She met our filmmaker at the Michigan Michael Moore Film Festival and took home a sticker about Fireburn Doctor. And a few weeks later, she had cause to call us. She was with her neighbor who burned himself, was splashed badly with cooking grease, and her story is very sweet. She also has a nursing background, too, so that's pretty interesting.
Welcome, Mary. How did you learn about Fireburn Doctor?
I was at a film festival in Michigan, and the gal who did the documentary on the Fireburn Doctor came over to my table and introduced herself and handed me all this information, talked to me for a few minutes about it, and I was totally fascinated by it. Having been a certified nursing assistant some years back and having dealt with burns some, I was pretty interested in what she had to say. It's a very amazing program. Well, at first, I didn't believe myself. I was very skeptical. I don't normally go out for that kind of thing. But it's one of those things that really I thought, if this is something that works, let's go with it. If it's meant to be, it's going to work. Having been a certified nursing assistant and having worked when I was in the hospital, we had to figure out what department we wanted to work in, where we would best fit in. So we were trundled around the hospital into different areas. I had a stint in the burn unit. Now, I don't know how much your listeners know about burn units, but they are pretty horrific places, in that you have to inflict pain upon the patients in cleaning the wounds, in debriding them. I couldn't deal with it. Having had that experience, I thought if there is a way to prevent people from having to go through that, I'm all for it. And so I brought the information home and I posted it on my neighbor's refrigerator. Was over having dinner with him one night, and he had offered to fix call Mari. That can be rather dangerous because if it's not completely dry, it can spit oil at you. Well, anytime you're frying anything, you can have grease burns, and those can be really bad. He got the oil between his fingers. It spat at him and burned in between his fingers and on his hand. And I was just sort of stunned for a minute, and then I thought, oh, well, let's try the Fireburn Doctor. So I called, and we reported the burn. By the time we finished dinner, we had totally forgotten about it. The next day, I called again, and he's like, what burn? It's fine. and there was no evidence of that burn. It was the most amazing thing. And I thought, well, if this is the way it is, how wonderful can it be? That's in a nutshell my experience with the burn doctor, but the experiences of other people have been just phenomenal. There was a little girl in Ghana who was, the house caught on fire. There were three children, and her whole, she lost tissue across her, almost her whole abdomen and down the fronts of her legs. Now, with burns, if it's much larger than a quarter, they usually have to graft, skin graft. That entails taking skin from another part of the body and putting it on there, or using, if that's not available, they have grown skin that they can use and various other methods. But this takes weeks, months, years to do. Most of the time when you have burns over 40% of the body, the patients very often don't make it. This child had been taken to hospital. I think it was a family friend who called in the burns, and this child healed. We have photographs of her now, and it's just amazing. Normally when you get burns, it takes all the pigment out of the skin. She didn't even lose the pigment on the skin. It grew back of its own accord. It's miraculous. I just thank God every day that this is the ability that we have now.
Okay, well, that's the typical story, the consistent story that everyone's experiencing. So really the most important thing is you take that number, 818-332-6445, website fireburndoctor.com. Keep it, it's very safe, put it in a place that you can reach it, and call us. Test us in the event of any kind of burn injury, any thermal accident. Call that number in the first few minutes, but definitely make sure that it's within the first 30 minutes. We know what the result will be, and then you will too, which will be very exciting.
And so this isn't just a, excuse me, I was going to say, this isn't, just to be clear, it's not just a burn putting your finger on something. It's any kind of burn with any. Scalding or steam or just any kind of burn, right?
How, any kind of burn, any severity of burn. In fact, those are the ones that are going to really rock the world. There are millions of people who are dying from those very severe burns. They don't need to, and we want to hear about them in the first few minutes. And they'll already be taken to hospital, and then those doctors, nurses, and personnel will get to see what happens. And that'll be wonderful too.
That's wonderful. We appreciate having you on, Allison. It's been great. We're going to have the number, we've given it several times here, we're going to have the number on our website with this episode. I want to remind everybody, you can hear us every other Tuesday, BBS Radio Channel 1. You can go to our website, Well Rounded Corners. The archives are always free, so you can listen to this show and others. If you have any comments, please feel free to leave them. And you can reach Allison and the Fireburn Doctor at fireburndoctor@aol.com. Or at the number, Allison, give it again real quick, just so people know.
The number for Fireburn Doctor is, if you're outside the country, then 001-818-332-6445. Put it in your cell phone right now while we're on air.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, well, and also don't forget to check us out on iTunes. You can search Well Rounded Corners, find all of our episodes there, and they'll download automatically. Again, check out the website, wellroundedcorners.com. That's it for this evening. Allison, again, it's been great. Thanks
yes,
so much.
Thank you. Thank you, and good night.
Thank you so much.
Good night, everyone.